Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
So, Brett was just telling us the story of this situation, which it's kind of odd, but when you get into chemicals in your house, I guess it could happen. Was this lady, having her toilet cleaned or her pipes flushed out or something like that? Something weird like that?
Neither. She was having her tub reglazed.
The tub reglazed. That's right.
And supposedly one of the workers poured some of the powdered chemicals down the toilet, which is not the correct way to get rid of them, and it didn't even flush down the toilet, as she'll explain here. And so she sat in the toilet and burned herself. First degree burns.
It must have like acid in the powder or something like that. I think that's when you reglaze it.
She burned the booty?
Burned that booty.
Poor lady, and she's like an elderly lady, right?
Sure is. And here she is.
Did they get it on the seat?
Well, they poured it down the toilet, so I guess anything, you know.
Probably puffs up.
Yeah.
So it's not her booty that got burned.
Well, it could be booty and coochie.
Oh, no.
Booty coochie burn.
Oof.
Is the official term, I believe.
Is it?
I'm not sure of that.
Booty coochie burn?
Booty coochie burn.
Soon I sat down, that's when I felt something different and didn't know what it was. Excessive pain and a burn.
She's lived at the Wayne Towers apartment for 6 years. In July, contractors hired by the apartment managers came to reglaze her bathtub.
The second guy, he just didn't seem like he knew what he was doing and poured it down the toilet. But the chemical was so powerful, it wouldn't even flush down the toilet.
For 2 months, she's asked to move to a different unit. The residue on the vents, plants, and walls won't go away. Her sleep apnea has gotten worse, and so has her love life.
I'm having after effects from the first degree burns because when I'm intimate, it feels like electrical current.
Oh, no. How old is she?
Oh, no.
She's got to be at least 70.
Oh, no. When I'm intimate, it feels like electrical current.
Right.
Ah. What is going on there? When you're like 70 or 75, how much is going on?
I'll tell you what.
After getting first degree burns from a toilet seat, why are you doing this?
There's some guys that'll pay top dollar for that electrical current feeling. Yeah, shock the peen.
not pun intended, how are you actually in the mood when you have burned butt? Like, your skin is roasted.
Well, maybe it's more like, I don't know. I have an answer.
I'm in the mood.
Well, maybe she's in, like, maybe you get in the mood and it's not until there's a little friction down there, especially, at least with the lady parts. Mm. Maybe it is not, it doesn't burn until there's a little friction down there and then all of a sudden everything is.
My goodness.
Or maybe she's lying and trying to get a lawsuit.
Maybe.
There is that.
Maybe when her butt's like on the bed and, like you say, the movement starts, the burns on her butt cheeks, they rub the sheets and you get the zap from the raw skin. I mean, that's what I mean. Why are you in the mood if you got in that area, first degree burns?
Maybe she's trying to be a team player for her male friend or husband, whatever she's got there.
I always wonder that about people that age, too, when they have male friends, lady friends. They're 80. What's going on? How do they become lady friends and male friends? Are they really having sex at that age?
Well, my father is 79, and he's been with his lady friend for, I would say, 17 years.
Do we start calling it a lady friend? I mean, can we just
That's a question.
That's like the old person term.
Why can't it just be a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
Because
they're
not
boys or girls.
Right? Listen, I got you.
It's like a term they like to use.
It's weird. I agree. Wholeheartedly.
What if she's a whore? This is my whore friend?
And honestly,
there's no whores who are 80.
With my father, I wish he would have traded this one in already. But, her being there saves me from having to drive a half hour every couple of days to go check up on him.
Mm. Useful.
And he'll bitch and moan about her, but he'd be dead without her.
Yeah.
My father's not sitting there doing his own laundry.
But do you think that if a real physical... I mean, your dad's not a... That does have a lot of flexibility.
Does your dad bang?
Do the two of them have sex?
That's what he wants to know.
I don't think
so. He takes
her
to Pound Town, you think?
I would be... Honestly, I don't think my father could physically do it
right.
Between his back, his knees, his hip, his this, so that.
Maybe she hops on pot.
And that's if he, and that's if he can get it. Hey, listen, God bless him if he can. God bless him if he
exactly
can.
Exactly right. Because you think about it, anybody who's 80-ish, they're not going to be. It's the rare 80-year-old who's flexible enough to do that whole pelvic thrust thing and do it for any amount of time and survive.
Can you imagine an 80-year-old woman, like 80, she's 85 or 86.
Is she older than him?
Bending over and going from behind.
Maybe she's reverse cowgirling.
Can you imagine that?
Cowgirling.
I will tell you this.
She steps on her labia.
Ooh, I tripped.
Oh, my bad.
It's like having cuffs on jeans. Oh.
Right. Corey Laurie is a director of nursing for like a... whatever it's called, where old people live in the, I forget the term. But she
assisted
says.
Assisted living?
Yeah, assisted living. I want to call old folks home, and that's just so rude. But yeah, assisted living facility. And she says people sneak in and out of rooms at night thinking they're all shady, and she has to shuffle
them
back.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
They're throwing down.
They are throwing down.
Do you think there's a chance Hori Lori might have threw some old dude a handy just to make him feel good?
I wouldn't doubt it, but she did one time get offered from some heir to Heinz something or the other just to, if she would marry him because he loved her. Because, she has big knockers and she leans in, twice a day. So
he was the heir to the Heinz ketchup fortune?
Yeah, he was somewhere in the line of it. And he was like, I know you don't love me. I just, want you to be my wife and, I'm almost gone or whatever. And she didn't do it. But she's got.
She should have called me. I'd have done it.
Hori Lori has standards.
Squirt that ketchup on my boobies. Come on.
For Heinz ketchup money?
Right?
I would chuck them a handy every
you
once
can't
in a while.
Handle a hair in your mouth once a day, every day. For money, you can't
that
handle.
But he can handle 57 varieties.
Exactly.
Heinz money.
I sure can.
Man. I just, when you're that age, Susan's grandpa was an 84 when he passed away, and he had a lady friend, very nice lady. Both nice people. They dress nice when they go out. They're a very cute couple. But I could never, thinking of it in reality, I'm like, it can't be that they're intimate. It can't be.
Yeah, it can't.
Get your mom
they're
on
just,
the phone.
No, they're walking. My mom and dad are in their 70s. I'm talking about 80s. What point? I hope it cuts off in the 70s because I can't picture that either. But at some point, there's just not a lot of, in the daily life, there's not a lot of movement. They're going from, they're driving really slow to the house. They shuffle in. They sit in a chair. Shuffle to the bathroom. Sit in a chair. Shuffle out. Go back in the car. Go home.
Well,
where is the major movement? There's never jogging. There's never any sort of crazy muscular movement
right.
that would equate to having sexual relations.
Well, what about taking the dentures out and...
oh, man.
At some age, I would think the lady's throwing a towel. That's not ever happening again. That's it.
I doubt it. Why would,
85?
For the ones who enjoyed it, why would they stop enjoying it?
Right. I guess if they enjoyed it. No, you're right. They enjoyed it, but...
Why are you trying to rob the old people of their sexuality?
No, I'm not
Raj.
Robbing anybody. I'm just saying it's hard to picture. You may accomplish tab A, slot B.
It's not that it's hard to picture. It's just that it's survival. Your mind blocks it out. Because once you visually see it, you'll never be able to unsee it.
Can't unsee it.
So it's it's a psychological trigger, I guess.
They might get tab A to slot B, but then any sort of friction happening, who's doing that? Who's moving?
Why do you act like they can't move? They can do something.
They're not. Look at how fast people don't move at that age.
You don't have to do it fast. They like it low and slow. That is the tempo.
Barry White on it.
Maybe they just slow
nice
down
slow.
The strokes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe it takes all day.
Right. Maybe it's just a ton of foreplay.
Maybe it's the greatest thing ever, and I just can't imagine what it's going to be like at 85.
Maybe they just, manually get each other off.
Yeah.
My arthritis is kicking in. I got to stop.
Oh, no.
Give me 5 minutes. I just took my teeth out like J.P. Sutter. I took the teeth out. I guess my mouth is all cracked.
You know what I need?
Why you need?
That's too much action right there.
I need my Dones pills for my arthritis.
No, Gladys. Tonight, leave the teeth in.
Yeah.
Black and rough.
Gross. Nobody wants to picture it. That's about it. We don't have to picture it, but it still happens.
Monica, did I ever tell you a story about my father and the vasectomy?
Give it to me.
No,
like
please
career.
Do.
When I was going to get my vasectomy, my father decided he was going to have a talk with me.
Aww.
Because my father had the vasectomy.
Okay.
And he looks me in the eyes and he goes,
"That's sweet."
He goes,
"No.
John, no, no.
It's not.
No, sweet is not what it is." John, he goes, "Don't go, don't get the vasectomy." I go, "Are you out of your mind?" I said, "I'm not having any more kids. I got two. I got a boy and a girl, 10 fingers, 10 toes. I'm not pushing fate. I don't need the third one in rehab and all that other nonsense."
That's a whole nother theory.
He goes, "I'm telling you," "don't do it." I go, "Why?" And he goes, "Because after I had mine, I didn't, like, it changed the ecstasy of my orgasms." And I said, "Get out.
Uncomfortable.
Get out of my house."
Poor man's trying to be like,
"Get out of my house.
Intimate to you for once in his life.
Get out of my house and don't ever, ever, under any circumstances, say ecstasy, orgasm, point that conversation in my direction ever again."
When he was trying to help you. He was trying to make sure you were satisfied in your...
Listen, my father, when I had my vasectomy, I was 37. So my father probably had it, I don't know, 37 years ago, you know, maybe 36 years earlier. They were probably using, like, cyanide and a rock to, you know, to knock them out and you know.
Looks like I got
and,
it
like,
right there.
Sewing up his sack with, like, some yarn. Who knows?
So things have come a long way.
I think things have come a long way since then. And he was being a little, turns out, well, he was being a little dramatic.
You don't think that's nice of him to try and, you know, give his boy a heads up in regards to that? That's nice.
Hearing your father say ecstasy of his orgasms is scarring.
John, I don't shudder like I used to.
Right.
The exactly. Shuddering, it's not shuddery enough.
You know that toe curling nonsense you're getting now? Gone.
My toes don't even curl.
Gone.
And look at this scar, too. Right. Look at the thing they did in my sack.
Yeah. Yeah. He throws his 8-pound nuts on the table.
Still leaks. It's 10 years.
Right. God. Still leaks. That was funny. Yeah, so that was
No.
That was a fun day.
The quality of my, what did you call it?
That was
the
fun
quality
the ecstasy of his orgasm.
That's what it was.
Hey, Scully on line 3, what's going on, Scully?
Scully.
Yes.
It's Scully O'Donnell. I'm Roger's uncle.
Hello,
and
uncle.
Susan. Wow.
And Susan's Scully grandfather. O'Donnell?
Are you also Eduardo by any chance?
Oh, well, how could you say such a thing?
Yeah, he's clearly Irish, this guy.
You're right.
Oh, this idea of not being able to have sex when you're over 80, that's ridiculous.
Is he Irish?
Oh, that's good to know, yeah.
Okay.
Clearly. It's ridiculous.
Yes. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. My granddaughter Susan talks about this all the time.
Oh, boy.
And, no, don't deny it. You know it's true. You married your own cousin. Don't be denying it.
Oh, that again.
That again. You've been denying this for so long.
Thanks, Scully.
Thanks, Uncle. Good to talk to you.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say Scully was definitely Eduardo.
I think so.
And he's an Irishican. Steve on line 4. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. When are they deporting that guy? Isn't he illegal?
Where's the wall?
Hey, I was calling. You guys are talking about horny old people.
Okay.
Well, right.
I work as a service tech for electrical, and I got solicited by a bridge club one time in a fancy golf community. And long story short, I came back the next day from 1 to 3 and did a strip tease, which I've never done for old ladies in their bridge club, and made about $1,500.
You did
a strip tease for 2 hours?
From 1 to 3, I did a strip tease, and their bridge club was at 4. So they told me I had to leave by 4 for when the other old ladies show up and didn't want them to know about it.
Yeah, but what'd you do for 2 hours?
They sat in chairs and gave me $100 bills, and I run around the house naked pretty much.
Really? Oh, so you just kind of hung around. Oh, it was at a house.
Did you have to get yourself chubbed up and stuff and smack him in the face with it?
Oh. 3/4. Yeah, I mean, I tapped him on the shoulder with it and stuff,
Shoulder?
Nice. I got a 6-pack and I'm Italian, so I guess I look good naked. I don't know.
Did you think Did you think about making it a career after that?
Most of these ladies were fit. They're in a tennis club, too. So for their age, they were ripped.
Right.
Little bloody tennis skirts on, all that stuff. Yeah.
You tell yourself that.
Yeah, right. Don't try to hide it up.
Whatever you got to tell yourself, exactly.
Did anybody offer you more?
They were just slinging $100 bills. The lady that solicited me made the rules. They had to bring $100 bills.
Right, but what I'm saying is, did they offer you sex?
One of the ladies wanted to take me in a room and go down, for lack of a better term, with the radio.
Really?
You should have. Did you do it?
No, I didn't go in any room with any old ladies. I stayed in the room with all of them.
Did they invite you back?
I was actually a little nervous about that.
Yeah, well, did you get a return visit or was it one and done?
I got another phone call from two of the ladies to come back to the Bridge Club again, and then the hurricane hit. I haven't heard from them.
Oh, this is recently?
Oh,
yes, sir.
Was this at the Villages?
JR would like the address.
Nope.
$1,500.
Fancy golf community in Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
All right, buddy. Congratulations.
You doing the research, JR, already? You Googling?
Yeah, right now.
Right?
2 steps ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
2 hours, $1,500.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Get back in that game again. Cap on line one. Go, Cap.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, check the statistics. The age group with the most increase in STDs is the elderly. Mm.
Right.
They're getting it in them old folks' homes.
They sure are. Didn't we do a story recently? Didn't we do a story recently where there were nurses that were hiring escorts to come in for the into the assisted living.
Yeah, they're allowing people in, and then there was the other one about the guy who had dementia or something. They were bringing a lady in for him,
right?
And but the family was okay with it on that one.
I would be okay with
it.
If my father was sitting in an assisted living, and I was able to get him an escort like once a week or once a month or twice, whatever it is, I would totally do that. Mm. Or if the nurse said that she would be able to do it, absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why not?
I don't.
Why not? Why would you want? Why if your father's got the ability to get laid while he's in there, and it's a chick that she doesn't want anything, she's gonna take her money and go home.
I guess.
Why would you not do that for your father? I don't know about doing it for your mother, but I do it for my father.
See? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that ain't right.
It's a double standard.
It's wrong. No.
It's not right. It's no different than when you guys whack it in the car, it's hot, but if we do it, we get arrested. It's the same nonsense. Just flip it.
But you guys get the better end of the deal every time, and that's what's jacked. Because who cares about, it's not, how many times do you actually do that in the car versus you're going to make your mother not get any at all?
I'll tell you what. Well, on the way to the airport, I'm going to blow these two away. What? I'm pulling it right
out.
Excuse me? Oh, my God.
Can you just isolate these two away in that last sentence?
Yeah. Jesus. Are you going to give us our own TSA pre-check?
I know.
Are you telling us?
No, I'm just saying I'm going to put on a show.
Oh, is that
what's happening? Sounded like you were going to service.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He said something about blowing.
No, that's gross.
You said you're going to blow these two away.
No, I didn't. That's not what I said.
That's what you said.
Yeah, you did.
That's not what I said.
I'm going to call an upgrade to a party bus. Hold on. We need one with a pole in the middle.
Right.
I didn't know. I thought we were just getting a town car.
You said I'm going to blow these two away. Is what you said. I just need a way isolated.
JR is furiously editing.
JR,
can you say it again with an English accent just in case?
JR, just remember when Christmas came around, it was Roger and I that gave you gifts. Brett had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
Just saying.
That is not true.
That is totally true.
I said, we need to get something.
That is
a lie.
That is
said, it's the last thing I do is get those two a gift.
That is.
I said, look,
I believe
really
you, Brett.
Nice if you could do that.
Say is that what you said, Brett?
That's what I said.
Oh, Monica, you believe him?
I believe Brett.
Really?
Maybe I don't.
That was great, Brett. That was
You're
a
right.
story.
No, you should believe him.
No, I don't.
Now hold your breath come this Christmas.
What's in this envelope?
Right.
Oh.
Dust. You know what I'm going to send you this year? Anthrax.
And wow. 2 flat tires.
JP sent snow from New York. Yeah, breathe it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in.
And my dumb ass.
What'd you say, JR?
Your ass will think it's cold.
Cool, right? Yeah,
the lines.
I'm going to be snorting it.
Yeah. All right, Sally on line 2, and then we'll do dead guy. What's up, Sally?
Hey, it's actually Shelly from the Quad Cities. Hi, Monica.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Oh, right. The Iowa girl.
Yeah, I actually work at an assisted living facility, and I walked into a resident's room who was pleasuring himself.
Oh.
He asked me to come in, and I said, absolutely not. So I quietly shut the door, let him finish, and then I went back in for physical therapy. It happens all the time.
All the time?
All the time.
How do you know when to go back in? Like, you crack the door to see if he's still going at it?
No, I knocked on the door, and I'm like, are you done? And he's like, I'm all finished. And I'm like, okay.
You know what the beautiful part of that is? And that's the beautiful part of getting old.
I leave the door open when I'm doing physical therapy at that point. I do not shut the door.
Have they ever offered you money?
No. No. Really? There was one gentleman who was watching porn on his computer when I walked in, and he asked me to stay, and I did not.
How much would it take?
No.
I'm not talking about having sex with him. I'm just talking about being in the room with him. Maybe flashing your tatas. You don't have to touch him.
No touch?
You don't have to touch him. Just flash him a little bit and stay in the room until he finishes.
Well, it's like a couple hundred bucks you'd say yes to that.
$1,000.
No way.
Door closed.
Absolutely.
Nobody knows.
Door closed. Nobody knows. $1,000.
No cameras. No.
And you could probably keep it You could probably keep it going a couple times a week. Maybe, you know, once a week.
What about door opens? Everybody knows for $100,000.
Right. Sally?
Sally suddenly moves back to the Quad Cities with
$100,000. Sally, it's Shelly.
Oh, Shelly, right. Shelly. That's right. Shelly.
Shelly.
Right.
Now, Shelly, what if they. If they. The beautiful part about getting old is they don't care. These guys are in an assisted living place. The door is wide open, and he's just going,
Shelly?
That's exactly what he was doing.
And they don't care. The door wide open. They don't care.
Shelly, what part of him were you physically rehabilitating when you went back in there? Because now you got to go into a guy you know what he was just doing, and now you have to hands-on his body, work his body out.
Actually, I was working on balance, integrity. And endurance. So that was kind of tricky. Yes. Not that kind of endurance.
Right. Endurance. You know he's good there.
Yeah.
The balance part.
Apparently.
All right, Shelly.
Shelly, I need you.
All right.
Shelly.
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 Bring a bedpan.
Sorry, I don't have false teeth to take out. Sorry.
Perfect. I love that.
Yeah.
I love your endurance helping.
I can't believe it happens to you all the time, Shelly. That is horrific.
Thanks, Shelly.
Five more minutes, right. Shelly. Give me five.
Right.
That is the creepiest old man ever.
You should see Brett, though. He tilts his head back
and
he's got this face. Do it towards the camera.
Why are you doing it that way?
Shelly.
Kia, Kia on line one. Go ahead, Kia.
Hi. I just want to talk about old men that are still horny.
Okay.
You tell us, baby.
So I'm actually a phone sex operator.
Really?
Nice. And
I don't prove it.
What?
I said prove.
Dare you. This is a fine young woman on the phone.
I said I don't believe you. Prove it.
I don't believe you, Kia. Either.
Right.
Mm-mm. Well, I wouldn't be able to prove it. I'm not allowed to say those things on the radio.
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah, you could.
There's a reeking of desperation right now.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry, Monica's got a dump button. We're gonna be all right.
Why don't you try a little bit on, see what happens? If Monica has the dump, she'll dump.
Now it's weird. Why you gotta get in it?
No. Well, anyway, as I was saying, old men, you would be surprised.
Old men call you all the time.
Men. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Do they have a similar fantasy? Oh, they're all over the place.
They just like really young women, you know. They want you to be like, yeah, daddy, you know.
Oh, really?
They want you to be, young stepdaughter. A lot of...
How many?
A lot of other weird fetishes.
Like what? What stands out?
My gosh. There's so many different things. What stands out? Okay, so some of them are really kinky. You'd be surprised. A lot of them like brown showers, golden showers,
This really is over the phone. They're making believe all this, right?
Oh, my God.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I never even heard of pond shower before.
I could have done without that.
Yeah, me too.
That's the Flint, Michigan drinking water. That's the brown shower.
That's all. Good point, Jared. Good save.
Right.
Good save to be here.
Right.
Kia, are they asking for granddaughter fantasies?
Oh.
Oh, no, I've never gotten one of those.
Oh,
before.
Good. All right, because you want the stepdaughter, and that's why I was like, wait, where are we going?
They just want you to be the stepdaughter. That's hot. I get it.
Mm. Do they ever ask like for you to be their wife? Let's say their wife's name who passed away, and they want you to be their wife?
Right. No way. They want you to be their wife's sister.
No. I get, silly. Yeah, wife's sister. I've gotten wife's sister. I've gotten, tell me to leave my wife for you. I want you to be like my sugar baby. Like, tell me how you're better than my wife. Like, things like that.
Mm. And you sit there and call him daddy? That's great.
Well, that's great. I call them stepdaddy or big daddy.
Really? You tell them how you're so much better than their wrinkly old wife, and they go for that? They like that?
Are any of them ever good at it to where you want to play with yourself?
Oh, God, no.
No, ever.
All right.
And how much do you get, like, per, what, minute or hour?
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, a commission and an hourly wage.
Wow. And how long are these guys on the phone with you for, older guys, really old?
The longest the call can possibly go is 2 hours.
Ooh, does that ever happen?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sometimes they call back for another 2 hours.
After 2 hours, it's got to be like giving your penis an Indian burn. You know?
I mean, not touching it the whole time.
They're just talking to you. They just want to talk to you at $10 a minute or something, right?
That's crazy.
Sometimes you'd be surprised. They're just lonely. They might want to have the conversation.
What's the most expensive call you ever racked up?
Hmm. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly because what they pay is different than what I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
I get paid less than what they're paying or else the company
right, but you can do some quick math. If you just made $700 for a phone call, and you're getting, say, 30%, you know you probably made $2,100. That call cost them
$2,100. What?
Am I throwing really big numbers around there, or has that happened?
That's too big. I would say $700 probably would be my weekly paycheck.
Okay.
Okay, that's what you could make per week. And do you do this from home?
Yeah.
And full-time, or is this just part-time and you make $700 a week?
It's part-time.
Oh, my God.
What do you tell your parents you do for a living?
I have a full-time job, but I do.
So you do this part-time. Are there any, do guys do it? Like, do women call guys at all? Like, can we get JR a gig?
No, I don't think they have those. I've never actually heard of it, but I've gotten women that call before.
Oh, that's good, too.
Do you get any people who call who don't want to talk about sex?
They just want a friend.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got regular guys that call, and they just want to talk about random things like how their day has been.
That's the best money you ever made.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, Kia, we got to get going. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kia.
That was fun.
So funny, like Homer Simpson, just like listening the whole time. Boring.
All right, we got to do Dead Guy now?
Oh, that was interesting.
Anticlimactic.
Could have talked to her all day.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
That's such an interesting thing and how she sees everybody. That's great.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.